the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Going to run the phones here in just a moment. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. I got Batman joining me in studio very shortly. He's co-deviling the entire 4 o'clock hour. Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. So stick around for Matt and stick around on the phones. We're going there next. PJ from Madison. You ever had a bad job, PJ?
Oh, gosh, chosen a lot of bad jobs. I thought I had it figured out which one was the worst one by the time you got to me, and I can't figure out what the qualifying factors are. So I'll just throw out a few of them that were pretty bad. CNA. If you want to be on food stamps and work overtime and also wash people's bottoms for a living, there's your job. Very dirty work.
Yes, ma'am.
I also was an EMT. You want to work really, really long hours, like we're talking 80-hour week, and also still be on food stamps. Be an EMT. So now you can see I went to college twice here for really bad choices. Well, now, here's the punchline. I have a great job now, like an awesome job, and I'm a janitor. I was a manager for a while. Ooh, bad job. Bad job. Low pay. Super stressed. I had to hand out mandatory exercise. I think that one was the worst.
PJ, your phone line's not the best, but appreciate your contribution. CNAs, lots of people work hard, but CNAs, I got to think, particularly because they deal with people's hygiene often. That is not a job Crudy would be well suited for. Barely handle my own hygiene. 844-967-2789. Terry from Columbia Heights. Welcome, Terry. Did you ever have a bad job?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I was a junior in high school. I was we lived on the dairy farm of Wisconsin, and in the summer, my dad let me go in, and I worked for $75 or 75 cents an hour digging graves in the local cemetery.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's a very hard job because they didn't have a backhoe. Me and another one of my friends from high school dug the graves with shovels. That was a pretty bad job.
And how long did that take, Terry? What would that equate to? At 75 cents an hour, would you make about $2 a stiff?
Well, it was a little more than that because it took us about 3.5 hours to get the grave dug. And we had to do it the day before the funeral.
Yeah, I suppose.
So we got that, but then when I graduated from high school, I lived here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I went to work for the Credit Bureau of Minneapolis when I was 18, and I started at $2 an hour. And about 6 months after that, my boss called me in and said, "We've given you a raise. You're doing such a good job." And I asked how much, and they said, "Well, we'd like to surprise you when you get your next check." Got my next check. It was $2.02 an hour. So I got a 2 cent an hour raise.
Well, that is 1%, Terry, and you probably deserved every penny of it.
Well, you know, I was there for almost 10 years, and by the time I got out of there, I was making $5.72 an hour, which was a lot more than all the other people were making. But I finally decided to get out and go to college, and I did, and everything. I'm retired now, but those were my jobs. And by the way, when you guys vote Ron Johnson out of office, do not send him back to Minnesota.
No promises, Terry. 844-967-2789. Augie, listen in Windsor. Augie, you ever have a bad job?
I got some quick ones for you. I'm 71, retired, working 40 years in the same industry, but first job out of high school, I worked in a battery factory for 1 week and quit. It was the most dangerous setting you could ever believe. Burns, acid, everything around. Could not believe that we're working conditions like that. In college, I worked at a lumber company after my freshman year, and I worked a conveyor line, and I said, "This machine is spitting wood. You would take things off the line, run it through this cutter," and it was spitting wood. I had a 8-inch spike of wood go through my right hand, enter my glove, and stick out the other side, go on my knees, get down. And I go, I'm up screaming. The foreman comes over. "What's wrong?" He opens my hand up. There's a piece of wood sticking out. He turns my hand over. There's a spike sticking up through the other end. He says, is the guard down on the machine? The guard is down. He said, shut down the line. Then I worked for the city of Madison when I was in college. Oh, that job gave me a workman's comp to help me get me through college for 2 years of that injury.
Well, Augie, I guess it wasn't all bad. Man, it sounds like you've had a number of bad jobs. I got a few more callers. So I'm going to try to sneak them in here. Jim, a Bears fan from Minnesota. Jim, does that make you a twice loser? But welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm looking at a job, and I'm wondering if your opinion would be it's a good job or a bad job.
Well, lay it on me quick, Jim. I'm certainly full of opinions.
Very quickly, it's a job circumcising elephants, and the advertisement says big tips and a chance to get ahead.
Let's leave it at that, Jim. Well said. Vern from Minnesota. Welcome, Vern. What do you got?
Hi there. That's a good one. I could tell you that I was drafted 9/11/67. I ended up in Vietnam 7 months and a day later. And while stationed at fire support bases and at a signal site on top of a mountain, it rolled around once in a while. You got the detail. And the detail.
Sorry, Vern, can't say that one. 844-967-2789. I'm sure it was a hell of a detail. Stephanie from Madison, never have a bad job, Stephanie.
Oh, I've had a lot of bad jobs before I got some decent ones. One of them, before I describe it, I want to just tell you real quickly, you were describing being handcuffed to a machine, okay? That would freak me out, too. Now, back in the bad old days of labor and delivery when you had a kid, women, when you're on the delivery table, they had cuffs, they had these wrist restraints. You were cuffed to the table, okay, if you can believe that.
I can't imagine, Stephanie. I was there at the birth of both my sons, and my wife used me like a jungle gym. I have new respect for the strength of that woman. But, Stephanie, I could imagine being handcuffed or restrained in any fashion.
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But one of my really crappy jobs, I had a number of jobs with that were LTE jobs with the university, and this one was UW Hospital in the kitchen on the tray line. It was the absolute worst job. You would fix the trays up, but you had to you were cleaning off the trays and getting rid of all the garbage and washing the dishes and stuff. But there were two things that really kind of made it out to stand out. Number one, there was a big signs. These were professionally printed signs on the walls. No laughing, no horseplay. You must be working at all times. And the woman that ran the place was a shrew.
Well, I've met a few of those. Hope I'm not described as one. Come back, Matt Rothschild, My Fine Co-Devil. Hour 2 is next.
See you tomorrow. It's time to get to work.
There are many, many jobs for many, many people.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job, and I don't...